Rainmaker.fm is brought to you by Authority, the content marketing training and networking community dedicated to accelerating your skills and success. Registration for Authority will close to new members on Wednesday, September 30th, 2015. Go to getauthority.com to learn more.
Hello there, Editor-in-Chief buddies. I am Stephanie Flaxman, and you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, the weekly audio broadcast that delivers the art of writing, updated for marketing in the digital age to help you become the Editor-in-Chief of your own digital business. Today's episode is called This Tiny Editorial Habit Can Make a Big Difference in Your Content. So I just have one quick tip for today's episode. It's going to be broken up into three parts. I have a lesson, the lesson that I want to convey. Then I have an example of me actually not following this rule that I'm about to tell you, and how I can correct myself and how you can correct yourself too, if it has slipped your mind in the past, so you don't make the same mistake in the future. And then I'm just going to elaborate a little bit more on the rule and the importance of it. So let's get right to it. It's very obvious. You're probably going to say, huh, I think I already knew that. But it's something that is really easily overlooked when we start taking our writing and our content for granted. That when we don't look at it with that critical eye that really makes a difference when you want to produce a professional final product. So my tip is that you always want to fact check and spell check the names of any people mentioned in your content, as well as the title of any articles or books mentioned in your content. Even if you think you know exactly how to spell a name, even if you think that the title of the book is there exactly how it should be, even if you think that the title of the article you reference is 100% accurate, you want to double check these things. And if you have access to the internet, which you all do, if you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, I'm assuming, You want to do a quick Google search of any proper names in an article, any book titles, or any article titles, any proper title. For instance, my name, Stephanie, is spelled with an F instead of a PH. It is spelled S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E. Someone might write it with a PH if they're referencing me in an article, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. It's a very common spelling of Stephanie. And someone who is not looking at their writing with that critical eye, that critical examination, could just think, okay, it's spelled correctly. I'm going to publish it like that. But if I come across that article, I'm going to see my name spelled incorrectly. And likely, if you're mentioning someone by name in content that you're writing, you don't want them to notice that it is spelled wrong. That is a big, big, big no-no in the editorial world. Misspellings of names are just a really bad faux pas. We try to be very, very, very careful about spelling all proper names correctly. You want those people, if they come across your article, to see their name written accurately. I appreciate it when I come across someone mentioning my name and it's spelled correctly, because if it's not, you are wrong. You have made a factual error in your content, and you don't want to do that as an editor-in-chief. The same for names of books or proper articles, like I mentioned. You want the correct name of the book. Even if you write it one word off, even if one word you include in the title of a book that actually isn't in the title of that book, you've made a factual error. It is wrong. People might not notice it, but you've made a mistake, a factual mistake. And so as editors in chief, we check all those little details to make sure that your content is accurate. Because when content is not accurate, you can lose your trustworthiness with your audience. And trust is the hardest thing to earn with digital online content. It really takes a lot of work for someone to regard your work as professional, trustworthy, valid, so that you are a source that they can feel good about getting information from. Attention is easy. Lots of people can get attention online, even if people think that that is a huge obstacle. But just because someone gets attention, it doesn't mean people trust that source. So one of your duties as an editor-in-chief is to make sure your content is trustworthy, to implement those editorial standards that make your content trustworthy. And you do that little by little over time. And one thing that you can do every time that you produce content is just do all the spell checking that I've explained. Now, along with spell checking, there's also researching information that you put in your content. So in a past episode of Editor-in-Chief, it was called Editor-in-Chief, the Reader's Advocate. That was the title of the episode, and I will put a link to it over in the show notes on Editor-in-Chief FM. I was hesitant to share a quote by Henry David Thoreau, but I really liked the sentiment of the quote, so I decided to share it. And that quote was, "What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals." And I don't love sharing quotes, so that's why I was saying I was very hesitant to share that. But it came into my head with what I was talking about in that episode, and I thought, you know what? This is appropriate for this episode. I'm going to share it. But I did that sort of blindly off the top of my head, and then I realized later that I committed an editor-in-chief boo-boo, which was I had that quote written down, and it was in my head and just my brain of in my brain. I have lots of quotes in my brain that are there, and they come out occasionally. And that's what I used to put into the episode. I didn't take that step back and look it up and fact check it before I told you that quote. So I went, nobody pointed this out to me at all, but I went after the episode was published and I Googled the quote. And that quote has also been attributed to Zig Ziglar and maybe even other people. So I just thought, wow, I broke my own rule. I broke a very important editorial rule. But I think that's a really great example of how these little editorial standards can be very obvious to people, but it's very easy to overlook them. You're not always looking at your own content, the content that you publish, as this, you know, with that foreign eye, because someone else always has a better perspective on your content than you have. So it's really your job to work extra hard as an editor-in-chief to critically examine your content. So I broke this research rule, and it's not quite the same as spell checking, but it's along the same lines where you're taking a step back and you're not just going with your first instinct. I actually talked about this in the last episode of Editor-in-Chief that was called Why Twitter's True Value Has Nothing to Do with Your Followers. And I will link to that in the show notes as well over on editorinchief.fm. And what I did there was I talked about how I had an idea for an episode of Editor-in-Chief, a headline, a title for an episode that I loved, and I was so excited about it. But before I went forward with it blindly, I double-checked to see if anyone else had taken that title for a similar presentation, episode, or anything. From what I found, I realized I didn't want to use that title for my episode, that it conflicted with information already out there. So the way that I did that, one, you have to be aware of what you're doing. I like to think that a lot of writers just use their hearts when they're to drive their content. They're driven by their hearts, emotions, feelings. And then editors compliment writers because they're driven by their heads and logic. And not, there's not one isn't better than the other. They really need to go together. So the lesson there was my writer self, my heart was driving me to go ahead with this title that I really liked. But my editor, part of me, my head, the step one in this was the awareness of, you know what, I can't blindly follow this idea that I have. You need to research your ideas before you present them as original content. And then how do you research these ideas? Very similar to how I said you spell check names, book titles, article titles. When you are producing your content, you need to get in the habit of having a Google tab open and doing research very quickly. Editors don't always know the answers to any editorial question that may come up as they're going through content, but they know how to look up answers quickly. They have that instinct. They're trained to have that instinct of, you know what, I'm not sure if this looks right. Let me double check. They have the knowledge to recognize areas of content that need to be double checked, and they do that practice very quickly. So if you have a similar idea, do a Google search on the phrase that you want to pursue as an article title or podcast episode or whatever your idea is. If you think it's original and you really want to move forward with it, do research on what is already out there on that topic before you blindly move forward with it. Just open up a blank Google search and type your idea in and go through search results to see what else is out there. And then you can evaluate if you want to move forward with your idea exactly as it was in your head, or if you need to fine tune it in order so that you're not, you know, just copying what someone else does. You want to aim for that original content. So in last week's episode, I was able to give a lesson about fact-checking and researching your ideas before you move forward with them. And also, my content was, I was able to produce a more unique piece of content because I was able to reference the material that I found when I did my search on this idea that I had. I wasn't just repeating what someone else already did. I was able to give a commentary and add my own experience on the subject matter and reference the research that I'd done. Because I took that step back and I thought about it, I was able to present a more unique piece of content, which is what you want to aim to do. So get in the habit of just going through everything you produce very carefully and searching, doing a Google search for anything that you think needs to be double checked. Very simple stuff that is very easy to overlook. So in next week's episode, because I talked about the difference between writers and editors a little bit, I don't know if I maybe sparked a little controversy about the difference between writers and editors, but I'm going to have a writer on next week's episode because I love how editors and writers complement each other in the creative process. So that is what is in store for next week's episode. If you like Editor-in-Chief, please go over to iTunes and leave a rating or a review over there. I would really appreciate it. So until next time, I am Stephanie Flaxman. Thank you for listening to Editor-in-Chief. Now, go become one.